a lot of criticism in the last week of lack of preparedness. We have had what can only be called the perfect storm. Obviously, we have our own accommodation problems in this country, though you would be hopeful that hotel rooms and things like that would be available for the equivalent of ESB workers coming from other countries. There is a problem with having accommodation in the right places. Obviously, we need a hotel with parking for big trucks and jeeps and vans and the type of equipment that these guys are using. I'm sure ESB management are doing everything they can to snap up any room they can for these people. Some of them I was chatting to were telling me they'd be working till about 11 o'clock at night and back in the morning. They've done huge work. Our own ESB crews, the visiting crews from the UK and from elsewhere in Europe. There's a bit of a problem with the provision of poles. We've had the third big storm of this year, which has, I believe, ate into their supply of poles in a big way. And we also have the fact that there's been a huge demand on poles by NBI, and we all welcome the provision of broadband to every part of the country, and it's great to have it. But it has caused a knock-on logistical problem with the provision of poles that so many of them have been used for the purposes of broadband and communications. And then there's a worldwide copper shortage, which is brought on by Mr. Trump's best buddy, Elon Musk, and people making electric cars and products like that, which are using a huge amount of copper wiring. And there's a knock-on shortage worldwide of cables. And the ESB, I'm told, have been struggling with that for some time, even apart from the storm, even for the provision of electricity supply for new housing developments. And we have a few of them coming in Sligo at the moment. And there are delays with getting connections because of a shortage of cabling. These products are not just available, they're specialist products, and they're not available off the shelf.